Hello and thanks for being with us here on the live show with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello. Hello everyone. Hello, Tal Mandelbaum Ben Moshe. Hello. We'd like to learn from Rav Lightman how can we take our life to a much better place. We see that the relation toward Israel from the entire world is deteriorating, so we'd like to learn what can we do in order to bring ourselves to a better place. The well-being of our children depends on it entirely, and also our economical state and more. So first of all, we'd like to look back in order to understand who are we, where did it come from, and therefore understand where are we going. One of the terms used about Israel is the chosen people. There are many people that don't identify with the saying and say that this is the reason for all the hatred for us, towards us and so on. And so, first of all, we'll try to understand a bit about the Pentateuch, the Tanakh, the book that it says about it there, and so on. Okay, on a previous show, we tried to understand the Pentateuch, and we understood that it's not what it looks like. It's not a history book or a book of laws, but it's something much beyond. We understood that we, our life, from what we understand about reality, is much beyond all this, and we like to keep on scrutinizing this. And nonetheless, I'd like to start from the a bit skeptical place where many people feel this way, that all in all, with all that has to do with the Tanakh and what's around it, many people feel that it's a matter of faith. And it's very hard to prove that these things are true and real. And I'd like to ask you, is there any proof that really we're talking here about something that's natural, that's undisputable, that's non-subjective? How is it possible to prove this? To prove, this is actually the question which worries you. Yes. How can I prove that the Torah or the Tanakh is the book of books, that all that it says there is relevant? Like it says that all that happened there happened, that you can take it as suppose it says there that we're the chosen people. So each people say about themselves that they're the chosen people. Yeah, but we have a seal of proof. We're in that book. So they have other seals of proof. The Russians say today that they're the chosen people. They have a certain way, and really that through them, that it's undisputable, that there's something, that they're most special in the world. The Americans, the Arabs say not only that we are the chosen people, but we, with our ideology, want to control the entire world, and whether you like it or not, we will control you. So here, together with them, it says, and nonetheless, it says about us that they think that they're the chosen people. We don't even think that about ourselves, but there's like a paradox here. That others think about us that we're chosen, and not that we say about ourselves that we're chosen. Even furthermore, we're ready to sell our seniority, like Iswa did, and not to be connected to the book of Torah or anything else. But it doesn't help. We see that people come to us and blame us all the time for being the chosen people. So where does that come from? It's not that we choose it. Probably, truly, necessarily, there's some kind of an external force which comes to the thoughts of into the minds of people in the world, that the Jews are the chosen people, and therefore they come and they jump us and hate us, even though who and what are we according to our strength, according to our force, but we according to their opinion. We turn the whole world, and there's a certain kind of force within this book that we wrote, suppose. There's a special process we went through. There is a certain special goal that was preset that we can't disconnect from it. And it is well known to the whole world. It is well known to the whole world. It is felt by each and everyone in the world that in some place there's someone called a Jew and he is special. Not like all the rest of the people. The Jews are something new, something else, something special, for better or worse. And this is something that you can't clear of us. Probably that part of this is in the book, that by this book of Torah or the Tanakh in general, we've passed on to the whole of humanity many laws of behavior which are in the basis of education, of law, of different things. Certainly that this is how it will be dispersed in humanity. Yeah, but not by us. Not by us, surely. We're the very opposite. We didn't want to do it. But they took it from us, and in a distorted way, as much as they could understand it, they already started publicizing it around the world. We weren't for it. No Jew at no time, especially in times of ancient Rome, ancient Greece, or even later on with the Inquisition and all the medieval ages, the Crusades, and the Islam started pulling all this foundation on themselves. And so, of course, we weren't those who publicized these bases. And surely this was one of the problems. Because if we would publicize it, try. Only that those people that thought about doing it didn't have the strength to do it, then the nations of the world would have received from us the right form of using these books, the Book of Books, the Torah. It's the relation toward nature, toward the Creator. What is His desire? What is our purpose of all of us? And then they would have really learned from us what we have to give. And we only did not publicize it. And here's the question. Should we have publicized it? If we would have publicized it, then maybe we would have reached the correction of the world. Because now we see, according to those sources, that we did reach a state where we have to, and we're falling behind, and we have to publicize this book to the whole world and teach humanity. And this is called to be light for the nations. And we really have to organize the whole of humanity so that all will know me from small to great. And my home shall be called a home of prayer for all nations, that each and every person in the world will get the right explanation about where we are. What is the upper force that controls us? How can we reveal it and reveal the way to advance toward it? It's all our role. It's called being a holy nation and a kingdom of priests, and that the whole world says that we're special. They're right. That we reveal evil in the world. It's true, because we're not revealing anything good in the meantime, that we're not coming closer to the higher force, which is the source of all good. And this is how they treat us. Now, not that they understand, but instinctively this is how they feel, because they're controlled by that upper force. We started with the question of how is it possible to prove that there is something true, right, correct about this book, and from what I understand right now, there was some kind of an urge of different cultures around us to come and take something from what we had. You're saying that there was some kind of a special force in the book. If someone knows how to change himself in accordance with what the book evokes in him, along with written Torah, also the oral Torah, which is the wisdom of Kabbalah, that tells us what it says. What does it give me as a manual's guide, as the Torah? Torah also comes from the word hora'ah, instruction. So if I correctly use the Torah, the written and the oral Torah, by the teacher, by a person that accompanies me, helps me correctly read, correctly study deeply what it says in the book, by that I open my eyes. I start seeing the world as a kind of a stage, or on which something's happening. And through seeing what's happening on this stage, I start acknowledging, I get to know the director, and I start changing. And start changing myself. And through this, what happens is that the picture of this world becomes what connects between us. That he understands me and I understand him. This is my response. And then, to the extent to which I can identify with what he does in the world, I start becoming like him. I start getting closer to him. I start being like him. Until I no longer need this world. I get enough his impressions, thoughts, desires, so that he and I become as one, and this picture totally disappears. In the previous stages, I see what he does, and I want to do the same. That's called that I get closer to him, the 125 degrees of proximity, which are called those degrees. And afterwards, I identify with him, meaning the world does not become a partition, but on the other, but on the contrary, it disappears. At first, it was as a concealment, and then it disappears altogether. I'd like to ask a few questions about what you said. From light to heavy, to see that I understood everything, because at a certain point, I stopped understanding. First of all, let's start with the book itself. Is a special book that, like you said, was hidden, concealed, this, that, meaning in the entire, there's the book of books, the Pentateuch. Do you belong to those that say that what's written there is true or not? What is written there is 100% correct, and it's forbidden to change anything there? Anything there is forbidden for us to change in any form or way. By the way, where did this complete confidence that when everything is 100% correct come from? Because I, just a bit, understand in opening this book and to see that what's written there is the general program of the whole of humanity, of all of nature. How can we, by the right use, by correctly utilizing this book to reveal the Creator, to reach our higher development, our higher degree of development. Okay, so the next question. So first of all, what you say there is 100% correct. You can't change anything there. Now, you're saying that there's need to know how to turn to the, how to approach this book. You said how to use it correctly, how to open it up. And you said that besides the book itself, which is called the Oral Torah, sorry, the written Torah from generation to generation is also passed on the Oral Torah, which is an explanation of how to approach the written Torah. Suppose it's how to prepare ourselves in order to realize what's going on. Okay, what you just said is called the right utilization of the Book of Torah? Yes, otherwise we don't understand what it says there at all. Okay, that's my question. So I opened this book that I got, I don't know, in the first grade, and I open it. I read what the kindergarten teacher taught me, or my first grade teacher, or wherever, high school, and so on. I read it plenty of times, and maybe what I understood when I read it is not all that there is to understand, because he said that there's a right way to use it, meaning there is also a wrong way to read it. Yes. Okay. What is the right utilization of the book? If I understand correctly, it brings a person to start revealing, identifying the force which projects this whole thing upon us called life. Yes. Okay, so there are two things that confuse me here. On the one hand, there's a book written thousands of years ago by a group of people. You said students of Moshe and so on. They wrote a book. Now, there's my life here now. You say that you live in a movie. You don't know, but you're living in a movie. And there's a force which projects this movie on you. You're like in 3D. You explained it in one of the previous conversations. Now, the book is a means how to reveal the one projecting the movie. That's the goal. So I don't understand what's the connection between the book written by people thousands of years ago and the movie of my life now, or the movie that projects it. What's the connection? Because the book itself, it's a kind of a program that if you correctly turn to it, the operation of this program is in the Oral Torah, in the wisdom of Kabbalah. Then you, by the right kind of preparation, with the right kind of guide that teaches you, you can start through the book to get to know the movie maker, suppose. What's the connection between the stories written thousands of years ago? No, it's not stories thousands of years ago. They didn't write about anything that happened thousands of years ago. They wrote only about forces which control reality, how through these forces that we identify with, that we purchase, that we acquire by, that we change by, how will we get closer to get to know the upper force? It's not history at all. No history here. Even though that is how it seems to the one who receives this book, like you said, I received it in first grade, and I didn't get any guidance for it, and the Oral Torah without the written Torah, so you don't know what you got. Really, you don't know what you got. You weren't given the code, how to read it, how to grasp it. You didn't read it so that you change along with the reading, that you go inwards, that you know what it talks about. And then it seems to you, in your eyes, in your eyes, it seems that it speaks about, or your unprepared eyes, without any preparation, it seems that it talks about history, about social laws, behavior. There are different nice things there. Humanity took many things from there. That's not the intention of the book. That's not, it's not its true inner content. Its true program is to change a person, to raise him to the level of the Creator, to change him, because the book is the means how to draw the upper light to correct the person. Therefore, it's called the Torah of Light. The light is called the force that corrects us. A, B. You have to really be careful about it. Not forget, you're talking about the Torah book that you got it in first grade. It could also be the potion. It could be the potion of life or the potion of death. What is the potion of death? Maybe it's us. Maybe it's we that, if we turn to the book without the right preparation, brings us to death, distances us from the Creator, from the source of life. This is what the Wisdom of Kabbalah says. In the past, they did it without a book. They wrote it and they left it for us for now. Why do we need what this means? What we could do in the past without a book. They succeeded in doing it without a book because they've realized it on themselves. And by realizing themselves, they also wrote about it. By them, it was a realization. They knew how to do it naturally. As a result, that they've realized these things, and the connection between them, and they've revealed the Creator in it, and the 40 years in the desert, and then start a new phase, and they build the temple, and then started the Nevi'im and Ketuvim, the prophets, and so on. And the book they wrote it out of their own life. They left it for us, for the future to come generations. Yes, because we have to do the same. It's the basis of our generation. Yes, we have to correct each and every generation. Because what is the next generation? That which was not revealed in the previous generation. And there was an evil inclination that remains, and further viewed coarseness to correct. That's called the next generation. So he has to keep on going and come back, actually. What the previous generation did, and therefore it's called each and every generation till the final generation, where then he ends all the corrections, and according to these corrections they join each and every time. According to your perception, the Book of Torah or the Pentateuch is relevant to the people of the land of Israel? It's not about relevant or not. Today, too, we're in the same movie that projects onto us, that is projected onto us by the upper force. And because we don't realize ourselves correctly, and if we start understanding that everything depends on us being connected to it in the same form that we see through the whole of nature, and that this book has to help us with the oral Torah, which is called the Wisdom of Kabbalah, then we'll discover before us an entire world, a completely different world than we feel right now. So we can save ourselves from the great troubles that we see in the future, that are in the future to come. This process you've just described, does it necessitate a person to start having a religious life, start leading a religious life? No. Has nothing to do with one another. The law, the great law of the Torah is love another as thyself. It's the relations between people. It has nothing to do with keeping some actions to some similar behaviors. I'm not dismissing them, but that's not the main thing. The main thing is the change of man. Okay, that's my next question. You said that a person, in the right utilization of the book, has to change himself. What is the essence of the change that you're talking about? You said that a person, he comes closer in quality to the upper force, or he could distance from it, because he said that it could go either in the direction of potion of life or potion of death. What is this change that a person has to undergo as a result of the right utilization of the book. What kind of change do you expect? I expect a person to come out of self-love and be integrated in love of others, because in love another as thyself, that if with I'm with my heart in each and every one outside of me, and what they feel is what I want to fulfill, that's called as yourself. It's like mother feels her baby, that her heart is in the baby, and she wants to cause onto him all the possible good. This is how we want to try and relate to each other. Many times the stories of the Tanakh are taken to different places. There are many places where it says that pour your fury onto the nations and fighting for this land, and it's because that it's because taking the Tanakh without the oral Torah, without the wisdom of Kabbalah, that they don't know how to correctly interpret what's written there and relate to what says there, like to people in this world, instead of what this book teaches us about how we should use the higher forces, our inner nature and external nature. Suppose the Israeli nation gets society gets the right guidance as to how to approach this book of Torah. How will our life look like here in Israel if we connect to this book? Life looks as follows. The world continues as is, meaning there's no change in the forces of nature, there's no change in the qualities and the laws of nature, but we keep on living on the same planet Earth and our galaxy. But we start being nice, beautiful toward each other, and then the connections between us, as much as we are to the extent of our connection, we discover the upper force, the good that does good, and then through it we discover an eternal, whole, and perfect life. Our time is up. We'll have to explain it. It's really... it's kind of unclear, but really, eternal, whole, and perfect. What does it mean, eternal, whole, and perfect on earth? How is that possible? We'll talk about it. Thank you very much, Rav Lightman. Thank you very much, Tal. Thank you for being with us. Till next time, all the best.